This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny on this Wednesday, April 24th. 2024. We are one day away from the NFL draft. We've got an excellent show planned for you today. Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl, is an expert on all things NFL draft. He'll stop by at 3. Our buddy Logan Paulson, nobody sharper in town, breaking down film than the longtime Redskin and NFL tight end. He will be on the show at 5 o'clock. The Caps are down 2-0 to the Rangers. They're coming home for back-to-back games Friday and Sunday, games 3 and 4. We've got tickets to game 4 of round 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Caps, Rangers, will give those away by playing a little Capitals Who Am I? We're going to do that today in the 3 o'clock hour, 60 minutes from now, the first of 3 hints to whittle down which Capital we're talking about. It's going to be a great show.
It is. It's going to be fun. DC Sports not good last night. Little DC deucing. Two teams play, two teams lose. But my biggest concern is the elbow of Artemi Panarin. Is it okay? Like, you saw the dirty play that TJ Oshie ran his face right into it. Like, I can't believe 77 had the audacity to do such a thing. I mean, I suspect any moment there'll be a fine from the league. Of course, I'm being facetious. If somebody's smart enough, by the way, just real quick, Rangers are the better team. They're probably going to win this series. They deserve to win last night. You can't have a power play where you give up a garbage turnover, turns into a tic-tac-toe shorthanded goal and expect to win a playoff game. The Rangers are better. This is not an excuse. They deserve to win, and again, they probably will win. If you can explain to me why TJ Oshie had to leave the ice when the concussion spotter spotted contact that would result in a concussion, and then there are no repercussions, if you can explain that to me adequately, you deserve a prize. If that's your rule sucks. No one gets to leave the office till we change it. If that's the correct application of that rule, everyone should be fired who wrote it, and we should start over. Start the whole thing over. That was so unbelievably egregious to me last night. It's the only thing I can think about. Again, Rangers are better. They deserve to win last night. They're up 2-0. That is the correct result. They deserve to win. That was so stupid and I'm apoplectic. I cannot think about anything other than how stupid that sequence was. Back to you, Grant.
Yeah, it's outrageous to take away a penalty and to say that nobody's going to the box in terms of the Rangers, Artemi Panarin. It's more egregious to me, though, that out of that sequence,
the one result, yeah,
very, very normal in hockey, guy gets hit. In this case, it's a guy you're already wanting to protect because of all the concussions and all of the upper body trauma and all of the back and neck issues that TJ Oshie has had. His boys are in their fields. They're going to take his back. Generally, you're going to take a Capital with you to the box, but you're going to penalize Artemi Panarin more minutes, and so there's going to be a power play because they were the team that started it, essentially. For the Capitals to go to the penalty kill after a headshot to Oshie was an outrage. I mean, it was just utterly preposterous. To your point, starting with that or only focusing on that feels like we're saying that's why they lost the game, and that's not why they lost the game. They lost the game because their power play has been bad. In fact, it was a liability last night. They're lucky they only gave up the one goal on the Ovi turnover.
Yeah.
On a power play, which looked more like a penalty kill at times. They did score a goal on the power play, so you'll look at the numbers after last night and go, oh, it was fine. It really wasn't. I mean, it was a real problem again for them. And special teams is so lopsided in the Rangers' favor. Coming into the series, Danny, mm-hmm. we talked about this. Washington had to play at even strength, where they are still not as good as the Rangers, but you could get some bounces, you can muck it up, you could slow it down, you could trap in the neutral zone, you can be annoying and heavy and be within a goal enough in this series that some things could bounce your way. The top three power play unit and top three penalty killing units of the Rangers are just decidedly better than you are on special teams. And the parade to the penalty box by this team has been a joke.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the calls are very obvious, easy calls. Now, I am annoyed in general by the number of penalties both ways. This does not feel or look like the playoffs. It feels like an October-November game because there's constantly a team on the power play. Somebody gets called 2 minutes after that. The other team gets theirs, and we even it out. Enough with the whistles. Just let's play some 5-on-5 hockey. But some of the penalties the Caps are taking, you can't not call them.
Absolutely. I thought that Nick Dowd penalty was garbage, to be honest with you. I thought hockey happened.
Yeah, there were.
They called roughs.
I think there were a couple bad calls last night.
And those are the ones where we. And again, if a Ranger's doing the same thing, I'd go, let's swallow it on that one and let the boys play a little bit.
There was an early call that led to, I think, the Rangers' goal on the power play, their first of the series. Early last night on Obey Kubel coming back.
The hooking
back,
penalty.
They called a hook. That's a terrible call. But a lot of them, like the high stick. Even on Oshie that got missed should have been a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that the John Carlson cross check, very obvious.
Yes.
Like there have been a couple where you go, sorry.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do, right?
Go over there and sit down for a couple minutes. You did something stupid. The Ferravari penalty was a dumb penalty defensively that they took. But they've done it too much. They're in the box too much. I will say that playing on the road at the number one seed President's Trophy winning team, being in the box as much as they were, to lose by a goal 4-3 and to basically have the puck in the offensive end for the last 90 seconds trying to tie the game, there's a lot you can take out of that, I think, if you're Spencer Carberry coming home now, to say, guys, we're right here. If we play a little smarter, a little more disciplined, we could beat this team, and it's a 2-1 series, and now we're right back in this thing. So I don't feel nearly as down as I did after game one, where I just thought they kind of got dominated and couldn't get anything going. Their first several minutes last night were excellent.
Mm-hmm.
McMichael scores the goal. LaPierre flied around, played great. There was a lot I liked last night, actually. But my God, man, enough with the penalties. This is one of the most disciplined teams in the league this season. You wouldn't know it watching this series. They are taking stupid penalties over and over.
And I wonder, you know, how the Rangers deserve credit for that. Maybe putting you in an adverse spot. Maybe you feel like you got to do too much. I don't know.
You're right. You're outskilled.
Right.
They got more speed. Some of that's going to happen.
But, yeah, I don't know. That Oshie Panarin sequence, it short circuits my brain to the point. All I want in life, and this is in life, dude. This isn't just a sporting thing. In
you
life,
said in hockey, right?
This is life. This little thing that we're all doing for as long as we get.
Movie with Martin Lawrence.
I need for the great pull and Eddie Murphy. And there's also a movie called Life with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal and a couple other guys about like this thing in outer space that. It evolves really quickly and eats people and got to Earth, and it was a bad scene.
Not familiar.
Anyway, point of the dude's story is, I need it to make sense. Whatever it is, whatever your rule is, I want an even application of the standard. Whatever the rule is, we'll all figure it out. We'll all figure out what your rule is. The whole point of this exercise is to prevent what happened. You got the concussion spotters. You got the guys that are going, hey, there's contact to the head. You don't get concussed on the chest shot. You don't get concussed because someone hit your shoulder.
Well,
you don't get concussed because there's a knee.
But what they said was, incorrectly in my opinion, was that the head came after the body. And that's kind of their point.
Well, when your elbow's going up towards the head, it might end up happening. You might go up the escalator one time. I'm not yelling at you. You're doing your job. You're very friendly. You're very nice. We get along really well. You're a good person. Kiss 100% of my butt with that. I don't care what was first. The head was hit by the elbow of the man. Sit his ass down for a requisite number of minutes. Put him there. And if you're overzealous with it, okay. If Tom Wilson had done that, and I hate this line of argument, but if Tom Wilson had done that, they would have taken his pads and his stick away and suspended him for the next 6 years. And they maybe would have jailed him. would have put him in some basement gulag where he had to write notes on toilet paper that he freeze-dried in order to get the word out that he was starving and in need of someone to come rescue his ass. Ridiculous. I will not get over it. I'm so upset. Back to you.
Yeah. If they took the penalty away and said, we think he hit chest before head, my reaction would have been, what a disaster. You've got to be kidding me. Please do better. Wes McCauley is the angel Hernandez of the National Hockey League. I'm so over this guy. To send the Capitals after the commercial break to the box and only Mikey's going, so you're on the penalty kill, blood boiling.
Locker's reaction was perfect.
What did Locker say?
He screamed, what? Not like Little John,
yeah,
like announcing his presence. He screamed, what, at the top of his lungs, and as Joby's going, so they're going to send Connor McMichael to the box, he's going, you've got to be kidding me! Like, losing it.
The reason I didn't hear that is I had clicked over to the national ESPN telecast,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, and I hate what I'm about to say, but we sound like homers already, mm-hmm. you know, and I think everything we're saying is correct for the record, if I may. The ESPN telecast is so unbelievably pro-Rangers. It is insane. Have you listened to any of
them? I haven't, no. I've watched the boys.
Again, everyone does this where they think you hate their team. I'm not saying they dislike the Capitals, but the amount of Ovi trolling. It's like, I wonder if Ovechkin will make a contribution tonight, thing actually said out loud. Fox is one of the Rangers. His name's Fox. They called him Foxy in the middle of the play-by-play call. They're like, Foxy with the puck behind the net. I'm sorry, who?
One of your best buds, one of your pals.
Foxy, get the hell out
Foxy
of here.
Foxy Cleopatra from Austin Powers?
Anyway, but I clicked over just to see what they were saying, because mm-hmm. I know how I feel. I know how Joby and Locker are probably going to feel. We're seeing this thing, I think, correctly, but also through some red-colored glasses in a way. Let me see what they're saying nationally. And they also thought, well, not nearly as adamantly, that they're pretty surprised by how the minutes got dulled
out. Well, Panarin's such a good guy doing that bit. Yeah, and
but
for the
I
next...
always come back mm-hmm. to, you just said this, what if Tom Wilson did that? And everyone goes, well, he's got a priors and a past history. Part of the past history is flawed for the same reason. Every time he does something on the borderline, he gets life for the speeding through the school zone. Whereas Artemi Panarin's just like, oh, your driving record's good, you get off. You get pulled over 6 times and never get a ticket because your driving record's good. You're not that good of a driver,
yeah,
but
Panarin
you got
had
nothing to show for.
He had to stay on the ice for the power play. Like, what? Like, I won't get over it. And again, if you're just tuning in, the Rangers are better. They deserve to win. This is not why the Capitals lost. The Rangers are better. I will not get over that. Like, I need, like, the NBA, as flawed as it is, and there's a billion flaws, and to me, I've never been less in love with the product. I love basketball still. I'm still tuning into the NBA playoffs, which actually been pretty good here this first round.
Been very good.
At the end of that Knicks 76ers game, at least the NBA comes out and they're like, hey, man, there was a couple fouls that went against Maxey that weren't called.
Hockey,
it was really bad.
Have that club in the bag.
Bring me that now.
Double down, triple down, quadruple down. Them and baseball went to the same university when it comes to admitting your mistakes.
Say our bad. I'll live with it. I'll live with it. Just say it. Say it. Right now. Say it. Today. Bettman, whoever's in charge up there, find a spokesman. Find someone that's really handsome, that takes great questions, and is like, you know, looks really good in a suit to tell me. Break the news to me that you messed up. Then I'll be fine. It's the idea that people are skipping to work today like they did their jobs correctly is infuriating to me.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. More on the Caps and the Rangers as we continue today. 2 days off now in this series. They're home Friday. They're home Sunday. I've got to determine. I really want to go to the game Friday night and figure out a way to get into the arena. But you got rounds 2 and 3 of the draft.
Yeah, you do.
So do you want to multitask? Commanders are picking 313 times in those 2 rounds.
It'll be easy for you if they trade into the first round. Maybe they don't have a second round pick.
I agree, but then they're still. If I traded into the first round, I would still move back and add more picks in rounds 2 and 3. I'm trading 36 and something else, as long as it's not 36 and 40. If they trade 36 and 40 to go up and get Amari Mims or something, the Georgia left tackle who's only started 8 games, but I think some absolute menace in waiting on the left side, which I would love. Then you probably aren't going to pick in the second round, and they don't pick again until the 3rd round. So it makes Friday night a little cleaner, but I got to sort that out. I'd love to be there at least once, if not twice, this weekend. You just don't know how many more of these games you get this season, and if we really want to get big picture with this thing, how many more OV playoff games you get. Got to take advantage while you can here. Just 1 shot on goal for the big fella, by the way, in these 2 games. Laviolette and his staff
They know what they're doing over there.
Lavi doesn't know his tendencies and the scheme and how they try to get him open, but they have done a whale of a job at keeping him from getting going offensively. Where to begin on the draft front a day ahead of the pick? So all signs are now pointing to Jaden Daniels. We were here about a week ago. Then his agent made a bunch of loud noises, and I think things for a couple of days got sideways where there was some thought maybe it wouldn't be Jaden Daniels. But we are back to him being favored to the extent larger than he has been at any point this season to go number two overall to Washington. I tweeted this last night. I just want to get your thoughts on this. Considering that the team has seemingly done a really good job keeping their plan secret, it sure seems like Jaden Daniels to the Commanders has become a really badly kept secret. The team, by all accounts, is saying absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you as someone who has been around this organization for 20 years and has been in the business really for the last 15 of them or so, trying to get information and build relationships and talk to people in the building, it's basically never been more difficult to figure out their thinking on anything than it is right now. And that's a compliment. I'm not knocking them.
Yeah, that's their policy.
But considering that and the fact that they're keeping their plan a secret, everyone seems to know what they're doing, which is one of two takeaways for me. Either other teams, the agent, the player himself is kind of getting the word out on how they feel, or everyone's just potentially guessing and nobody really knows what Adam Peters is actually thinking. But this is a great secret they're keeping that everyone is in on somehow. Figure that out.
So here, this is going to sound really stupid. I've tried to workshop this all day in my brain, and I know it's going to come out really dumb. So there are going to be some qualifiers after. Here we go. If it is Jaden Daniels, it's not because everybody that's saying so was right. You follow me? Because they'll end up being right when they predict that it's Jaden Daniels.
I don't think that's fair, though, but finish what you're about to say.
My point is, the people that know aren't telling you. The people that know it's going to be Jaden Daniels have not said a damn word to anybody.
True, but two things can be true. Adam Schefter doesn't know that it's Jaden Daniels because Adam Peters or Lance Newmark told him as much. But Adam Schefter might be talking to the GM of another team, mm-hmm. picking 3 through 6 or whatever, who has a really good feel for what the Commanders are doing because they get paid millions of dollars and their staff's getting a lot of money to figure that out. And mm-hmm. by way of conversations with Peters, how they staffed certain events, how they've conducted their interviews, all the digging they've done and talking to the agent and other agents.
It's all circumstantial from outside sources from the people sure. that are making the decision.
It is circumstantial evidence, no doubt. You cannot convict on that. What I'm saying, though, is Schefter suggesting that he thinks it's Daniels and not being told it's Daniels, there's other ways to do it. So if they pick Daniels, he had a pretty good indication from his sources they were going to do that. I don't think it's just him guessing and being right.
No, it's not a guess. It makes sense. It tracks. This is a highly touted prospect, won the Heisman Trophy, that's got a huge upside.
So what is your point? Just that Peters hasn't told them?
Partly, I suppose. But again, like every fan that's tweeting that they know or it's locked in or every blog or every a mock draft that's got Daniels going, and that's what they all do. Every betting odd is basing it on something that's not coming from the source. Whereas before, you'd find something out. There's a tell. My point here is only, I guess, to say there are no tells. It's not just what Peters is thinking. It's what Newmark is thinking. It's what Sammy the Scout is thinking. It's what guys that have been here, quite frankly, and other regimes. It's always somehow kind of gotten out there a little bit more with some more oomph behind it. All the things that are happening are from outside this organization in terms of, well, this makes sense, so I'm just going to keep mocking it. So once you mock it, I mock it, Darius mocks it, Ryan doesn't mock, what's it going to include? Jaden Daniels, number two overall. And now we write it in Sharpie. If that ends up happening, it's not because all the copycats and all the different people were like, well, this guy's saying it, so now I should probably say it, otherwise I'll look stupid. They may end up being correct, but they're not right. See the distinction? They may end up being correct that that's the pick.
Sure.
But it's not because they knew. It's not because they knew. It's because it sort of made sense or...
They're getting good information from outside of the building.
I just don't think that exists.
I do, though, because teams know what other teams are doing oftentimes without being told. Also, there are a lot of people that know Peters and who know Newmark and know their proclivities. So if somebody, let's just say as an example, has been around you their whole life, like mm-hmm. when it comes to radio, I know a lot of days what you're going to want to talk about, what you're not going to want to talk about. I could guess more often than not what your take's going to be on something.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could come to me and go, hey, what do you think Danny thinks about this? It's
you got a great chance to get it right.
Yeah,
sure.
It's an opinion. But if I was then, in addition to that, responsible for figuring out what you were going to say, and even though you wouldn't tell me, I was able to talk to people close to you, or someone says, yeah, I actually talked to Danny last night. This is going to be his take on that. And then I tell this third party, the info's pretty good. You're getting to talk to people who know how they view this. Kyle Shanahan and Adam Peters, it's a lock, have talked about Jaden Daniels. Adam Schefter calls up Kyle Shanahan and goes, hey, when you talked to Peters 6 months ago or whatever it was, what did he say about Jaden Daniels? Oh, dude, he loved him, or he didn't like him. Whatever it is. And I think, you know, that information does matter. You can listen to the show all day long, obviously, on 106.7 The Fan. We are coast to coast on the Odyssey app. And for the first time ever, for 4+ hours today, we are streaming on video as well on YouTube. So just make a note of this. I don't want anybody necessarily to stop listening to the radio. But if you're at home listening to a smart device or whatever, and you want to throw us on your TV and watch our video stream of our broadcast starting today and moving forward, we are live on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page.
Thank you, audience. Thank you.
In high definition, crystal clear. You can go check us out there. We're Grant and Danny. Next, Jaden Daniels was asked how he'd feel about playing for the Commanders. You'll want to hear what he said on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Grant and Danny on The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We are taking you up to 6:15 this evening. Remember, the Nats' weekday start times have changed this year to 6:45, so we're out a little bit early on Nats game days. Coming up next hour, 30 minutes from now, your first of 3 hints. Caps, who am I? We're going to give them out each segment throughout the hour. If you know which Capital we're talking about after the third and final hint, you call in. First person to answer correctly wins tickets to go see Caps Rangers game 4 Sunday night at Capital One Arena. We've got Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl at 3, and an outstanding conversation, to be sure, with Logan Paulson at 5 o'clock, who studies the film and has thoughts on all the quarterbacks. I don't want to bury the lead here, but I will tell you, Logan is a big J.J. McCarthy guy.
He likes one person a little bit more than most.
J.J. Hardy. Nope, McCarthy.
McCarthy.
He might also like J.J. Hardy.
He could be a huge J.J. Hardy fan. Did you see, by the way, that J.J. Hardy's in the news?
I did.
Did you see this story?
Tell the story. It's hilarious.
So you may have the details better than me, but my wife did the thing where she goes, did you see this thing about J.J. Hardy? And I'm like, you got to be more specific.
J.J. Hardy, former Orioles shortstop that I used to like a lot because he was a vacuum cleaner at short.
Always filled the ball with one hand, but still had a great exchange. I never could quite figure that out. Anyway, the point of the dude's story is this. I guess he lives in Arizona now. Does that sound right?
I'm going to bet on yes because he's a baseball player.
I think that's what it was. So he's minding his business, and he goes, well, I'm Jay. Jay. Hardy, I should probably build a baseball field in my yard. He goes full Kevin Costner Field of Dreams on this thing. Like, he's building a baseball at his house.
Not like field. I would build a field or you would build a field.
Yeah, a bigger
where
field.
It's like, our kids could play and we'll call it a field. He's building, minus the seating, a legitimate, incredible baseball stadium with massive construction and big trucks and stuff.
And so, like, one day one of the neighbors is like, what's going on over there? What is there? What's happening? And then they find out that he's building a baseball field and they're pissed. The whole neighborhood, the whole community is rallying against J.J. Hardy because he's building a baseball
field. So funny.
He's the enemy number one in, like, whatever Maricopa, blah, 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 county.
It's not just because they don't want a field. Like, it's very loud. There's massive construction. It's the equivalent of if someone just started building a baseball ballpark, like, right next to your yard.
Yeah.
And people are like, how about no?
Can you not do that?
The lights going up. They're just going to be shining out your back window.
Oh, yeah.
I'm team J.J. Hardy in most things. I don't know if I would love that.
This one's tough. This one's tough. And again, it's his yard, but man, I don't know. It's a big impact in the neighborhood, apparently.
We will not be talking to J.J. Hardy today. We will talk to Logan about J.J. McCarthy. Jaden Daniels was asked about playing for the Commanders. There was a video online. I'm going to just kind of read the transcript. Reporter says, there's speculation that you may not want to go to Washington. Do you want to just squash that? Jaden Daniels said, quote, I'm blessed to go wherever I'm called. Whoever calls my phone, when the commissioner gets up and says my name, I'll be blessed, and they're going to get my all. Reporter, to clarify, would you be okay being drafted by Washington? Jaden Daniels said, yeah, 100%. It was a long interview. That was one answer. That good for you? Squash all that?
Good for me.
Fine for me, too.
Yep.
I have never once thought he didn't want to play here, which is not in any way there what he said, that I want to play there more than everywhere else. I believe that Jaden Daniels wants to play in Vegas with Antonio Pierce, and I've said this for several days. Good for him. I got no problem with that. He worked for and with him at Arizona State. They were together when Pierce was on that staff and Daniels was his quarterback. His proclivity, and if he has his druthers, would be to play for a guy that he really, really likes. No harm, no foul. You can have a preference. As long as he actively isn't trying to avoid Washington, where like him and his agent are going, I don't like the Commanders. They did the Topgolf thing, man. We're not going there because they made you swing a golf club. That would annoy me. But because this isn't that, and this is more just he has other interests. That's what Schefter has said. Mm-hmm. There are other teams that he wants to play for. Okay, a lot of guys probably have that. He wants to be a Raider. That's what Diana Rossini has said. Okay, a lot of guys probably have a place they'd want to be. Very different than I don't want to go to Washington. This answer is not I'd prefer the Commanders. This answer is if they take you, are you fine with it? And he said yes.
Yeah, so just to offer an example, Tom Brady was a Northern California guy. All he ever wanted to do was play for the 49ers. Ended up with a pretty nice career. Went somewhere else. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't really matter to me as much. The only thing that I raised my ire a little bit or kind of made me notice, I'm going, this is all within a 48-hour period where we get, emoji gate. Then a report that leaks out that they weren't thrilled with the Topgolf thing or whatever you want to call it. And then we find out then there's that the third blow there is Adam Schefter going, he would really love to play in Oakland or Las Vegas rather for his old good. So, okay, fine. But when it's all taken together, I'm kind of going, I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt here, but now there's a little bit of smoke to this where you guys are pushing back a little bit too hard. That was all. It wasn't one thing independently. It was all put together within like a 48, 72-hour period.
The only thing that I take issue with is that the stories keep coming out even today in Rossini's big, here's the latest buzz leading up to the draft story in The Athletic. She wrote, the quarterback is, and this is in quotes, cool with Washington, I'm told. In his dream world, he would reunite with Raiders coach Antonio Pierce. I'm just over this. You know, I am annoyed and tired of this. Shouldn't keep coming up constantly. Whoever is saying this, I don't think it's Jaden Daniels responding to Diana Rossini's text saying, "I'd be cool with the Commanders," but in a dream world, it's his agent, right? It's people not specifically Butler, the one agent who was liking the tweets, but it is someone in his camp, if you will, that is putting the word out there. And it's just unnecessary. I wonder if anybody like me is annoyed by it at this point. Like I tweeted this. I said, this should not keep Washington from picking him. Take the guy you think is the best. Number two, it's very reasonable if his preference is to reunite with Antonio Pierce. Fine. But number three, can we please just acknowledge that the constant attempt to put the, yeah, I'll accept Washington, but story out there from someone in his camp is a little bit annoying. It is less than ideal. It is kind of weird. Do you think J.J. McCarthy doesn't have a preference? Do you think Drake May doesn't have a team? He wouldn't love to go to the Vikings to throw to Justin Jefferson or whoever it is. Somehow we haven't figured it out. You see what I'm saying?
Of course.
There's just a difference in how the other quarterbacks, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, whoever it is, and maybe Nix doesn't count because he's too low down the board. But these guys are all handling the situation one way, and Daniels is doing it another. Now, you may not care about that at all, and I'm not saying that it should affect whether they draft him or not. But if you're asking me, does it register? Is it a little bit annoying? This has been more off-putting than I want it to be. That's all.
That's a great way to put it.
Like, again, I can go out to dinner with someone, I leave, and I go, I didn't love everything about that.
We don't have to do this again next month. We can wait until next year.
It's just not as warm and fuzzy as I would like it to be when I'm about to crown someone. I'm giving them the gift of the number two spot and running my entire organization for years. It feels like a lot of, I'd be fine with that. But it's just not ideal.
No, I think that's a great way to put it. It doesn't change anything for me. If I'm on the board at two or on the clock at two, I'm taking him. I don't think twice. But still, it dampened my enthusiasm a little bit is the way that I thought about putting it. I thought you put it really well. It's not anything to change what's happening. It's just I'm kind of going, why are we still doing this? There's no... Who's benefiting? Is anybody happier? Is anybody more frustrated? Is anybody down? Is anybody... who's gotten better because of this? You know what I mean? Like, is anyone in a better spot because of any of these tweets or reports?
Player,
that's what I mean. What's the upside there? Right? If you're agitating the team that might pick you at two, you don't think you're agitating the team that might pick you at three? Like, you're not doing anything to take yourself off the board. It's not like you went 150 miles an hour and you know, we're on PCP or something. We're not even to that level. It's not like a crime or anything. But it's like, why are you irritating? Why are you irritating the team that's about to give you all the responsibility in the millions?
There's five guys.
Yeah.
If you count Williams, maybe let's not do that. Although it is a delicious burger.
I would love five guys right now. Do we have five guys?
There's four guys that you could potentially take between two and trading back to the back end of the top 10 or top 15, whatever. With three of them, it just seems like it's been normal and seamless. And with Daniels, there's been a little more explaining away things. Shouldn't alter the decision if he's the tops on your board, but it's also not nothing. And I think if you're pretending it's nothing, you came in with a take. That's where I'm at on it. Like, you are excusing what is a little bit odd and not ideal because you like the player, which is fine, but just acknowledge that. So here's the question on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Does any part of you think that the Daniels, I'll accept Washington, but stuff is less than ideal, weird? Is it grating on you at all, or do you not care? He's on record. He was asked. He said, yes, I will play for the Commanders. I'm 100% going to be fine with it. Is that good enough? Close the book. 800-636-1067. You're listening to The Fan.
Yeah. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Danny, I am back in the saddle, ready for the rest of the show. Behind the scenes, I got a call from my wife right at about 2 o'clock that my daughter had put a bead in her ear, and I've been a little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
A little, you're just waiting for the update to figure out everything's fine. Took the doctor apparently like a minute less to get the thing out. They just took tweezers. We're good. So no more scream crying.
Nice.
Got the video saying everything's fine, Daddy. So we are good to go.
Here we go.
Next stop, NFL draft.
We're back at it.
Next stop, Jaden Daniels, QB1. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
The worst kept best secret in football or something. Question for you guys at 800-636-1067. We're going to hit the MGM National Harbor listener lines here. Do you find yourself in any way perturbed or annoyed by the constant reporting being done? But you could be mad at the reporters if you want to. I know that's the fun thing to do in the country at this point is to get mad at the media. But somebody is telling them things in Jaden Daniels' camp that you're not hearing from the other quarterbacks. As far as, I'll be okay in Washington. I'm happy in Washington, but ... Rossini today, the quote is the quote. I mean, it's right there for you. While the quarterback is, quote, cool with Washington, I'm told his dream world to reunite with the Raiders. And this is not me saying I want the Commanders to be his number one preference. I don't care about that. Just stop talking about it. You're going to Washington. Why is this still a story? They're trying to steer this. It's just a little bit annoying to me. I would love for the Bears-Caleb Williams situation where he's eating deep dish pizza and putting together a video with their social team right now about how much he loves the Blues Brothers movie. You know, and everything Chicago. He's wearing his 1990s Bulls gear. Let's go to Jared in Rockville on G&D. Hey, Jared.
And I'm glad your daughter's all right. I can only relate all too well on that little.
I appreciate
feeling.
You. All is well.
It's so helpless. It's the pits.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
You're right. I can completely agree. Going back to Caleb Williams, like, it's so easy what he's doing. Like, it's so easy to do it up big for who you know you're going to. You're right. Just stop talking about it for Jaden Daniels. You know, just play the game. It's like the most important month of your life. Just play the game. Act super happy, super appreciative of whoever. It's such an easy thing to do. Like, all this makes him come off as very selfish in my eyes.
Let's go to Thomas in Chesapeake on Grant and Danny. Thomas, what do you think?
Hey, Grant and Danny, man. Love y'all's show, man. Love the way y'all bounce it around and dig deep into it, man.
Appreciate you, bud.
That's nice.
Hey,
thanks.
You know, my thing is, you know, you listen to what Jaden Daniels says, and you got to believe him and his agent are talking, and that why would his agent release anything without talking to him? But anyway, his perspective of wanting to play for the Raiders, and when they interviewed him, you know, his face lit up, you know, you really could tell, man, that's where he wants to be. And so my thought is we're investing a number two draft pick in Jaden Daniels, if he's the guy, and then 5 years down the road when his fifth-year option's done, he's like, now it's time for me to go where I want to go all along. And then so we invested all this stuff. We train him. We develop him. And 5 years, boom, he's gone.
Could be. But here's the thing. You hold still a lot of cards.
Sure.
You've got the rights. You've got right of first refusal. He could also love it here, right? That's not crazy. Guys are from all over the country. right? The contracts get signed even when you're not from Boston, when you're not from Minneapolis, when you're not from Jacksonville or Tampa or whatever, right? That's a normal course of events. If you present the best case, the best offer, you can lock the guy up. You can also franchise tag some people, extend the window. You could trade the player. I understand your point. If his eyes are elsewhere, what's to stop his eyes from always being elsewhere? Nothing really, but you have to have a conversation. You have to know that he's basically, if you glean, whether from him, agent, somebody else, yeah, man, I'm just biding my time till I can go to LA. Okay, well, that's something to consider then, right?
Whatever their rankings are should have nothing to do with who is telling you how badly they want to be there. You don't get to say. And this is not John Elway. This is not Eli Manning. He is not saying I won't play there. I don't even get the sense, and if you take him at his word, it doesn't even sound like he'd be disappointed to play here. That would be a problem. This is not that. I'm just tired of noise coming out of his side of it in what should be a really warm, fuzzy, good situation. Cindy Springfield, how are you?
Hi, guys. Huge fan. This team has been such a poop show for so long. To me, it's disturbing. Because I want someone who wants to come here and like be here 100%, no reservation, no nothing. Because this is an awesome fan base, and we deserve somebody who wants to seriously be here 100%. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. So, again, it's always so tough.
Do you care about the, like, I need to feel loved? He needs to want to be here. Because that just doesn't, it's not a high priority for me, but obviously for Cindy, it matters a little
bit. So imagine this. Imagine Atlanta Falcons had the number 2 pick. You know what I mean? Like does he have to love, to me, he loves going number 2. He loves being the second pick in the draft. He loves being up at the top and being a potential franchise changer, right? A good executive. It's less about like, oh, is he going to live in Ashburn or Sterling? You know what I mean? Like, it's hard for me to say that. So I understand your point is that you don't want someone that's aloof and has one foot out the door already and is disinterested. And I think the point you and I are making is he's not that. Hey, wouldn't it be cool if I got to play for my college coach? Yeah. That's as far as I think we're going with it.
Agree or disagree. This has not been warm and fuzzy on his front.
Agree.
It has been on all the other quarterbacks.
Agree.
They shouldn't make the decision based on that. But that's not ideal.
Something to note.
Notable is a good word.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, just file it away. Maybe we'll never think about it again in 2 years. Maybe we go back and say, a little bit of a precursor for
remember
what was
we
to
learned,
come.
Yeah.
Jim Nagy runs the Senior Bowl. He's awesome talking draft. I'm really, really excited that Darius got him on. We'll talk to him next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.